I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Down in Florida, a naked man wanted to get into a Circle K. Woman calls up 911.
Circle K is not some kind of sex thing.
No,
it's a convenience store.
Convenience store, if you're not familiar. Woman calls 911, says, there's a man out here butt naked. And the operator says, well, you know, can you describe him? She says, yeah, he's nude. He's very nude. So the employees at the Daytona Beach Circle K locked the store so he couldn't get into the store. They saw him coming. They said, we're not letting this knucklehead in there. So they closed the door. What does he do? Starts to urinate all over the front door of the Circle K store until the cops show up. They respond quickly. And that's when the nude dude started to, what they say, quote, sling urine at the cops. I think I stand down for a little while until the guy runs out of juice. You know what I'm talking about? Just until he runs out of steam.
He will eventually.
Eventually, he's got to stop. I don't know how much he drank, but eventually he's going to stop.
He had one of the big gulps.
Yeah, maybe he had a big gulp. What was it? Dr. Pepper and ginger ale, or Jack Daniels and ginger ale the last time we saw somebody in that condition. Two cops attempted to subdue the guy, and then he started making some rude gestures and told him to back off some more or he was going to hit him with another blast. And that's when the third cop tackled him from behind, and they gave him some mace just to settle him down.
All right, would you be willing to do this for 1 week for $1,000? Downgrade to a flip phone. Utah company is offering to pay someone $1,000 if they can complete that challenge. Downgrade to a flip phone for a week. This is an internet service provider that is offering this challenge up. They're looking for somebody who's willing to give up their smartphone for 7 days in favor of a flip phone. And they're looking for smartphone addicts, social media people who, you know, do all the different things, the Facebooks and Instagrams and whatever it is you do with your phone. And then they want you to blog about it, what it was like going through the week. You'd also get a survival kit that includes a roadmap, a pocket phone book, a notepad with a pen, and some 1990s era CDs because you're going back in time. I'd love to do that. I think just to be able to shut that down for a week, that'd probably have to be a week when I'm on vacation because I have so much work stuff that's tied into the phone. But on a week of vacation, I would be happy to do that.
The past week when Taryn and I were down in Florida and went to the Gorge, basically the phone was off almost the entire time, and it was really nice.
Yeah, it is.
It was almost the entire time. And police in China's Sichuan province, in the town of Lishui, I believe it is, Linshui, have been getting reports of missing chickens and ducks. Chickens and ducks being stolen from several villages along the countryside since April. It's been going on. And so the cops start looking into it. And they said, you know what? Somebody is stealing. After multiple complaints, police opened up an investigation about the poultry thefts. And then they set up some surveillance tapes and cameras. And they noticed someone riding a motorcycle with no license plates in the late hours of the night. And they started monitoring the roads where they spotted, you know, where the reports of these missing chickens and ducks were coming from. And they ended up, you know, seeing this guy on the bike. And what he was doing was pulling up and stealing the chickens and the ducks. And they finally got to him and they asked him, well, what's going on? Why are you stealing the chickens and the ducks? Turns out this dude had a $290,000 BMW. And he had fallen on hard times, but the car was his pride and joy. He didn't want to let it go. He couldn't afford the gasoline. He was stealing the birds, the chickens, and the ducks to sell at the market to put enough gas in his $290,000 BMW. Stealing chickens and ducks.
Aren't they messing up your $290,000 car, though?
Well, no, he was riding a motorcycle around at night and steal a little motorcycle, but then his luxury car, he couldn't afford to put the gas in the luxury, so he'd steal the chickens and then go sell them in the market and put the gas in his car. And now his goose is cooked.
I can't believe it's news.